Well, folks, it is your old buddy Luke Clayton. And, you know, last week we had guy Jason Barber on with us, and Jason gave us some really good insights into a technique called dead sticking, which is very effective in this time of the year for catching a lot of different species. We're going to have Jason back with us this morning, and we're going to pick his brain a little bit more. Jason, thanks for last week's information, and thank you for being back today.
My pleasure, Luke.
I wish we could have had about 30 minutes last week, but this is the next best thing. We can talk about dead sticking some more in greater detail. Now, the way the bait is tied to the line is key to success, right?
It is. You know, if you're drifting along, it's not as big of a deal because your bait will kind of slide naturally through the water. But when you're sitting on anchor and you're dropping straight down to those fish, we have noticed that, you know, if you're tying a traditional knot of any kind, when you catch a fish or when you jerk and miss a fish, your knot's going to slide up towards the top of the head on that jig, and your bait's going to hang vertical in the water. And I've watched time after time a guy sit there and not get bit because of that, where a guy that has his bait hanging 90 degrees to the line or horizontally, like a fish would swim in the water, gets bite after bite, you know. And we started taking notice of that. So I went to a loop knot. Excuse me. They have, you know, several different loop knots. I think a king sling is one of them, and then a surgeon's loop. There's a couple of them out there. But you need to learn a good loop knot and use that knot, and you'll notice when you drop that bait and just set it there in the water that it's going to hang, you know, horizontal in the water. It's going to be perpendicular, 90 degrees to the main line, and it'll look more natural in the water. And those, for some reason, I mean, the Cedar Creek here, the water's not real clear, but they can tell. And
oh,
when your bait gets messed up on the hook again, they can tell that, and they will not hardly bite it. So you want to make sure that bait's right on the hook. You want to make sure it's hanging horizontally in the water, and you'll get more bites there.
You bet. Folks, I will remind you, if you'll go to our High Plains Public Radio website, I've got a newspaper article, a write-up on this trip that's going to go into detail. And if you'll read it, you'll learn some of Jason's techniques. Now, Jason, the banging of the boat, it sounded like a war party of Indians out there. There's many people have to understand that. To attract these fish, you've got your sonar. You see what's on the bottom and below the boat. But when you pull up and put anchor down, the fish are usually not right under the boat. Whacking on the bottom of the boat with a piece of PVC pipe with, say, a tennis ball on the end of it, that steady drumming sounds like birds hitting the surface, maybe. We don't know what. It sounds like to those fish something's going on, and it most definitely, you can watch the sonar, and you can watch those fish, those schools of fish pull in, can't you?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, and that's all I can relate it to is I've been out there and seen, you know, massive flocks of cormorants, and there'll always be a big wad of pelicans in there with them, and then you got seagulls diving from up top, terns, and seagulls are just busting the water because those water turkeys, is what we call them, cormorants, they'll come up, and they'll lose a shad here and there. So those seagulls, you know, they're pretty opportunistic, so they'll bam, 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 they'll dive in right on them, and they'll catch whatever they mess or drop, you know, and you talk about some racket. Now, you run a boat up into them, and you can actually hear it with your own ears, you know, when they start taking off out of there, and it's quite a commotion. So that's what I think that they're relating it to, because I just don't see a lot of fish busting the top in that cold water. So I think it's just the bird activity alone that that those fish hear from probably way off.
You bet.
And when you,
you
do
know,
that, yeah, it brings them.
You bet you. Jason, we're all about connecting people with things that work in the outdoors. We're going to post your website on the archive of this week's show. But for people that want to learn more about this technique or maybe go fishing with you, how do they contact you?
Well, you can find me on the web at www.kingscreekadventures.com. And I got my cell phone on me at all times. You call me at 903-603-2047.
Well, it's about time for old Luke to get the grease hot. Thanks to you, I've got a bunch of white bass fillets in the freezer, and they've got to have some defrosting right now. So we're going to have a fish fry. Jason, we'll get you back with us again in the near future and let you shed some more light on catching fish. How about it?
I appreciate it.
High Plains Outdoors is made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, BigGame.org, Texas Motor Cars, a new way to shop for your next car or truck, Sniper Hog Lights, lights for your bow, rifle, or crossbow, Margaret Holmes, seasoned canned goods that taste just like homemade, New Fletch Archery. With New Fletch, you'll never have to fletch arrows again, and Shock Strap, a new way to secure loads without using ratchets.